Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Everybody, welcome back to another bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is the after party number 16, and following in the footsteps of the after party 15, this is just a fun little hangout episode. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And this time around, we are hanging out with a very good friend of ours. He is one third of the Go Off Kings. He is one half of your Kickstarter Sucks, and he is 100% sexy. Jesse Farrar is here. Oh, hi, Jesse.
I was hoping you would stick the landing on that intro, and you definitely did. Jesse, what are your thoughts on that intro?
I don't care about me. I'm just happy for John. I thought that was really cool.
It was smooth. Because I feel like he was kind of making that up as he went along. And I was a little... I wasn't worried. I knew you were going to stick the landing, but I was interested to see how you were going to stick it. I thought maybe... Because you were saying he's one third, he's one half. And then... Yeah. Right. What did you say? He's one...
100%.
100%. So you did go from fractions to percentages, which I will knock a few points off for. But...
What was I... Okay, but
he's
answer
one
me this.
Does sexy
this...
motherfucker. You know, because no. Then you go, you
one,
go
yeah.
Because that's not a fraction either. I'd have to say one that's of a, one sexy. That doesn't
no,
make sense.
No, you could say one and it would, but it makes more sense than the percentage thing, I think.
I don't agree. I think the percentage is a reasonable
well,
way
then,
of expressing
so then
a
you
fraction.
Should have said, he's 33.3 repeating percent of the Go Off Kings. He is 50% of YKS.
Okay.
And he is
100%. Let me try it again. Let me try it again. Okay, he is 33.3% of the Go-Off Kings. He's 50%
repeating.
Of your Kickstarter
Sucks. The three is repeating, because that doesn't add up to 100%.
Okay, sorry, try again here. Okay, it's so he's 33.3 repeating of Go-Off Kings.
Yeah.
He is 50% of your Kickstarter Sucks, and he is one of one sexy Jesse Farrar.
Hang on. I also have a note. I think I'm 33 and a third in age also.
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah.
You're 33 in 4 months?
Yeah. I think
wow.
I am. Like,
what
like
are
a
the
week
chances?
Like a week ago, but yeah.
Your December birthday?
Yeah. I was born in December, so
that's
4
incredible.
Months ago. So 33 I'm pretty much a third of the way done with this crazy thing we call life,
oh
you know?
My God.
I mean, hopefully. Yeah.
You think you're going to be
you're going
to
live to 100
years old?
I think I will live to be 100 years old, yes.
Okay. I can see it.
And actually, yeah, I can sort of see it too. You've been eating healthier, you know?
Yeah, you're looking
your skin
good.
Looks
every
great.
Time, I was saying Thanks. Before we recorded, every time we record, you're adding to your sort of studio space. Because I feel like we recorded with you right after you moved into your new house. Like, we saw this when it was just completely empty.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's been kind of a fun little TLC show for me. Every time I see some new decorations and every time I see you, I feel like you're looking more and more fit.
He's got the Godzilla picture back there too, which I love.
He does.
And that's coming out soon, gang. That's what I'm excited about.
I was about to say, I am so excited. Did you see the new trailer for that, by the way?
Yeah.
It's like a minute long. It's more of a teaser, I guess, than a teaser trailer.
I just need
it's
new
incredible.
Metal. I just want new metal back, and it's coming back, I feel like.
Right.
I feel like it's good.
Yeah, because that was in the first trailer they time the big drop in the new metal song.
Yes.
Four.
Oh, so you like that, right? That's right. You would.
I
like
that,
that
Jesse.
Too.
You did my podcast.
Come on,
do you know? You
Jesse,
know I like
you
it.
You liked that too, though, right? Like deep down, that was cool.
No, I don't like that. No,
I
I'm
respected
actually,
they're bringing it back.
I'm very skeptical of this film. I'm concerned that it's not going to be good.
Well, first of all, you know Mechagodzilla is going to be in it probably, right? You've read about all the theories and everything.
Yeah, and you do see him a little bit in the new trailer,
you see the reflection in Kong's eye, and it looks like Godzilla, but he has red eyes.
One of my least favorite tropes in all of fiction is when the good guy is acting bad and all of the other good guys are like, why is he acting bad? I don't get it. We got to take him out. I don't like that. I don't like that on anything. I don't like that on...
Sure.
Marvel guys, because they
have red eyes too when they're bad too.
That's the whole thing. How you know they went bad. It all started with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when he got to be Mr. Hyde. The eyes went red. You know,
at the
that
end
was
of
really
Justice League, that happened.
Was Dr. Jekyll the bad guy?
Mr. Hyde's the bad guy.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I got that right. I didn't want any of those classic Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde fans to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. No, I mean, of course, but the end of Justice League, the Snyder Cut.
You fucking watched that?
Jesse. We talked about it on BP yesterday. We recorded our main episode yesterday, and he talked about how he watched the whole stupid fucking thing.
It was so bad, dude. It sucked ass, but it was very funny because there's clearly a lot of footage from like 4 years ago where they were like intending it to be like a big success, and they were going to do like a bunch more of these movies. And so it ends with like Batman and a bunch of these other characters in the future. And like Superman has been like turned bad and is like destroying the world. And he like lands in front of them and has like the glowing red eyes and stuff. And it was just like so corny.
Actual movie though, I think.
Was that in the original as well?
I believe that's actually in Justice League.
Okay, because this was like the end. This was like the post credits or like
I don't know.
Post credits, we get evil Superman.
Yeah, because I think the idea is that the next movie was going to be about Superman being turned evil and like mind controlled.
Sure. Wait, what?
Dark side.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what Justice League is about?
No, Justice League. He is bad when they bring him back to life, but it's because he's like confused and like stupid.
So they're going to do the same move? The idea was they're going to do the exact same thing in the next movie? That's not a reveal at all.
But he'd be controlled by Darkseid. And and the implication is that he's like killed Aquaman and he killed Robin or something as well, I think. And the Joker is there. I mean, it was so fucking dumb, dude. It was so stupid.
Well, can we address something? I don't know if people will be mad at me for saying this. You have way too much time. You don't.
No,
you should not have the time to do that. And this is not a judgment on other people.
He watched the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy in like a weekend.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you watch Lord of the Rings over the break, or which I did over Christmas, that's fine. Or you were able to watch the entire Snyder Cut in one sitting. This is not a judgment on you. I think you're doing great and keep it up. But Stefan has too much time to be doing. He will fucking say every day, I've really been getting into blank, where blank is like just a new game that he's just spent hours on in the middle of the day, I guess. I don't know.
No,
I don't know what he's doing all the time.
I play after the stream.
It's crazy. Like, not to make this Harry Potter, but do you have one of those like hourglasses? Are you having like 30 hours?
Okay, now you can make fun of John now, Jesse.
Well, we literally just watched that as a family yesterday, so I won't be making fun of.
Thank you.
Oh, you had time for that, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, I had time for that. I was like cooking dinner in the background and watching my kids, and it still took me 2 days to finish the movie. I don't understand. I don't fucking get it. I don't get how you have time to do this.
Jesse had time to watch the Columbus cut.
I was doing shit during Justice League. I was on NBA Top Shot. Okay, I was looking on Top Shot. So
you're such a piece of shit.
I was looking on Top Shot, Jesse.
You have to excuse him.
Earlier you said I've really been getting into Minecraft lately.
Yes, and I have.
What? That's another
you
world.
You haven't even told me that. That doesn't even make sense.
It's great. I love it. It's a very relaxing game.
Holy
yeah.
fuck.
What
okay,
do you need to
we...
be relaxed from?
Yeah.
My whole life is just very stressful. Sometimes the cat poops and she drags the poop on the floor, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
So
can we take it back to movies for one sec, Jesse?
Sure.
I was scrolling past some movies to watch the other night and I saw Pacific Rim Uprising. That's the one you like, right?
It is not.
You don't like the...
He likes the... Because that's the second one.
That's the squeakquel. Yeah, I don't like the squeakquel.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know. Because I know I was supposed to watch one Pacific Rim for a real good show bonus episode, and I didn't even watch it. So I wasn't sure because all these movies have these titles now. You know, it's all like... No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
But so Pacific Rim Uprising is the sequel, and it is not good?
It's really, really bad, unfortunately.
Because you love the first one, right?
I do.
Your, that's yeah. like your favorite. Is that movie? Your favorite movie of all time? I think it's safe to say when I think of a Jesse movie, and when anyone thinks of a Jesse movie, it yeah. is Pacific Rim.
Yeah,
I don't. The truth is I actually don't know that I could say what my favorite anything is. I just don't because yeah. I don't have a memory of. I don't have a very good memory at all. And I kind of thought, if I can get real for a second, I thought that getting off of SSRIs would make my memory come back. And it just didn't. It's just gone. Like, I don't.
Did it make you nut better, though?
I didn't have any fucking problem nutting either. So there was like nothing going on for me. I was like, I was
were you
still
on like
depressed.
A placebo then?
I guess yeah, I was. I was on fucking
like, he was on like an SSRJ.
The SSRI, like, famously, like, it definitely, if the goal of that pill is to make it hard for you to nut, mission yeah. fucking accomplished.
No, I don't. No, I
is
don't.
That,
I don't
are you talking from your experience, Stefan? You couldn't nut
yeah.
on
yeah. No. It's so hard to nut on, and it's embarrassing because nutting is so easy usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, I've never been on them, so I don't know, but I've heard that. I've heard that nutting is an issue.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, my penis is great. My penis is better than ever, but I don't
love it.
But like, I can't, like if someone said, what's your favorite restaurant? I would say, I don't know. I'm sorry. What's your favorite movie? I don't know.
But Pacific Rim is in the convo anyway, I would say, right? As your favorite movie. Like it's something that would come to your mind as like, this might be my favorite. But then Pacific Rim 2 was hated. Cause was it a different director? Like, I don't even know
yeah,
what the.
It was. Cause the first one's Guillermo del Toro, right?
And I think he was like tangentially involved in this, but ultimately was not. Yeah, it wasn't his vision, I don't think.
Because I was looking at reviews online, and basically people were saying it was good. Like, people were like, oh, Pacific Rim Uprising is actually good.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I've only seen it one time. I've seen the original probably 20, 25 times, and I have seen the second one single time, and I was just disgusted, and I've never gone back to it ever again.
Did you see it in theaters? Because it was 2018.
No, there was something going on. Probably just my normal life of not being able to go to the fucking movies because I have other stuff to do. Unlike certain people, but sure. I can't. I just wasn't.
Hey,
able
I haven't
to
been
to the
movies
theater.
In like a year, Jesse.
So. So I didn't know. I didn't see it, and it was like I actually like. This was one of the rare times where I saved it. I was like, I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to put this off and save it. And I'm going to really, and at that point it did sort of creep in a little bit like, I wonder if it's really not that good, but I was like, whatever, I don't care. I'm going to enjoy it. You know, it's not like the original one is beloved either. It's just something about it that I like. So maybe this one,
I would say it's close to like, I wouldn't call it a cult classic, but it's like, it's. You know, it's on.
It has a fan
it's
base.
Sort of cultish. Yeah,
I would say so.
I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean,
it's something I'm aware of because of that fan base. All I'm saying is it caught my eye because I was like, oh, I feel like this is the one that Jesse really likes. Which obviously, I'm glad I didn't watch it. Because But
in the first one, you've got some very good actors having. You can tell they're just having a lot of fun with how like corny everything is. It's great.
And you would say on paper, John Boyega would be an upgrade over Charlie Hunnam. Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Charlie Hunnam was like the worst part of anything he's in.
He was terrible. So, yeah. But it just didn't work. They just didn't have an idea. That's what it comes down to. They didn't have an idea for the sequel. And so it didn't make any sense. And it was very, very boring. And it suffers from the thing that so many sequels suffer from, which is like, oh, you liked the fights, huh? Well, get ready for the fights to be like somewhat different and slightly longer. And I just don't. I mean, that's not cool.
How are they? Was it just like a bigger monster or like.
No, and in fact, I actually did not realize this until you asked me what the thing was, but Pacific Rim Uprising is also where the good guy is the bad guy. It's the same fucking thing.
Oh, right, because
that's why I don't like it.
the doctor or whatever from the first one, right? The scientist? Wasn't he a bad guy?
Charlie goes bad.
In the first one?
Who's Charlie?
No, in the second one, from Always Sunny.
Oh, sorry, Charlie Day. Yeah. Gotcha. I thought that was like the character in the movie, and I was like, what the fuck?
In the first one, the British scientist, the guy, I forget what his name is, but he's in Game of Thrones. He's in a few, he's a good actor.
He is,
But he's the bad human guy in the first one, right? But is it just because he's being mind controlled, or is he actually bad? I forget.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's not bad in that.
I thought the British scientist was bad in the first one.
No, he just had a differing theory about how the monsters were going to come out of the the time space continuum crevice thing. So
I haven't seen it in a while. I mean, you would know.
So the second one was just mostly fights, then, is what you're saying. Like, they just kind of got rid of the plot and they're like, you just like the fights from the first one. Here's more fights.
It was more, yeah, it was more of that crap. And then I'm trying to remember, there's also like, I think, I want to say like the monsters came up with their own. The kaiju came up with their own Jaegers or something, and then it's like there's bad Jaegers in it. It's just, no, I guess it's because Charlie Day, he like develops bad Jaegers, so now they're like fighting each other. It fucking
sucks. Why is
he
a bad guy in the second one?
I think it's tied to the fact that he brain melded with the aliens
in the first movie. Well, that at least sort of makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but it's like, okay, I can see where they're going with this. Like, I can see that actually. That could potentially have worked, I think. Although the issue is, I don't think you can ever really see Charlie Day as like a villain.
He's not threatening.
Because he's just such a goofy guy, right?
Yeah, he's just fun.
Doesn't work.
Like, because I'm reading some of these, so the review here, like one says, Pacific Rim Uprising won't win any points for subtlety or originality, but delivers enough of the rock'em sock'em robots versus kaiju thrills the fans of the original will be looking for. And another critic said it's cheer at the screen fun. And they said that Boyega's performance and his chemistry with Spainy was good. And that DeKnight, I guess that's the director, they were commended for using daylight instead of the rainy night settings of Del Toro. Like, it seems like most people kind of liked it.
Yeah. So it looks like Power Rangers is what it looks like, as opposed to having like, here's what I like about Pacific Rim. I don't like the rock'em sock'em robots part of it. That's not interesting to me. That's Transformers, and Transformers fucking sucks. Okay. They're not the same. It's boring and stupid, but Pacific Rim has a fucking cool point of view, right? They made a choice to make sure that you understood there are not people in the buildings getting their shit smashed up. It's all empty, right? They did that on purpose because Del Toro fucking thought about this shit in advance and was like, if this is going to be fun, I want it to look cool. So now we've got like this, it looks like Neo Tokyo or whatever, right? Like,
it was cool. I liked the rain, all the lights and everything.
It looks good. Oh, wow. Yeah. They're fighting in the ocean, but they're standing up. That's fucking cool. That's like an interesting thing. Instead of like Transformers, they're jumping around on the interstate. Who cares? It's the fucking interstate. That's not interesting to me, you know? It's broad daylight, so you can see that it's computer generated. Oh, good. I love seeing the computers do their work. No, I don't. I want it to be real. That's the cool part of it, you know?
So one thing I liked from the first
Sorry to our listeners for this Pacific Rim discourse. I didn't realize we were going to get so far down the rabbit hole, but I like it. Like, whatever. I'm in.
This is great.
I'm strapped in.
So what I liked, what I thought was cool in the first one is when you got to see like the other like alien dimension and you see all the guys like controlling the kaiju and stuff, like the human equivalents over there. And like, is there more of that in the second one? Because that was
first of all
cool.
it's a big mood because it's bisexual lighting on all of the aliens in the other
dimension. Yeah,
okay,
yes.
And that's a big mood.
That is a big
mood. That was very important to see that for me. I don't know. I genuinely saw it one time when it came out, so I have not committed to memory all of the aspects.
So maybe
of
you
the
need
plot
to watch it again,
one.
Is what we're saying, and then report back as to whether I should watch both.
Maybe I will, because I have a lot of time to watch movies that I already know I don't like. So I'll just do that.
Do you guys ever? I mean, I'll do this like on my phone before I go to bed, but I'll read like lore of like movie series and like book series that like I don't really know that like I don't really read. Like I'll read like Warcraft lore and I don't really like shit like that. I don't know what it is. Am I just okay, Jesse? Come on, don't look at me like that. Don't do that.
That's not like okay. Explain like what do you mean? I mean, you need to be more like give me an example of this because
like
I'm
I would
with
look
Jesse.
Up, I would,
so
I
for those of
read,
you, obviously you can't see Jesse. Put his head in his hands.
Sure.
And I would have done the same thing if I didn't have, I mean, I guess Jesse, you actually technically work with Stefan more than I do because you guys are doing Go Off Kings 4 nights a week. I was just going to say like, I work with Stefan more, so I don't even have my head in my hands anymore because I don't bother. But it actually makes sense. You work with him more than I do. So you're like just at the point of everything is flabbergasting, which I'm probably going to get to soon.
I just know this is like, It's just more of the same. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, Stefan, we do. We all fucking
I watched
read.
A 4-hour movie and then I read. Then I took another hour and I read about it.
Yeah. Here's what I stopped sweeping the garage so that I could come do this.
Yeah.
And my wife is mad at me because I wasn't, I didn't tell her I was going to do this. And it just barely fit into the things I had to do today.
Dan just crapped himself, I think.
Yeah, he really
did. Did you hear that?
No, yeah, but you were leaning off your chair.
Yeah, it looked like you were having a tough time.
It looked
time.
Like you were shitting yourself.
It actually did feel like I shit myself that time as well.
Do you want to go check?
I kind of do, yeah. I'm going to go check.
Okay.
God. He is actually physically going to check. He's not running a bit. He is going to check to see if he shit his pants. Oh right my now.
Dan's God. Turds uprising. That's cool, Dan. He's got the new metal shorts on. He definitely
I
know. Himself.
I love yeah. that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Left a, he left
so,
a
okay,
trail.
Stefan, though,
chair.
Let's go back. Oh. Okay. He didn't. He's well, back pretty quick. So
he's
I guess
back no way. Quick, so.
What did he? How did he check?
Well, he's Wait. Doing thumbs up, which means thumbs up. I didn't shit myself.
What was the process of checking that you just did?
I pulled my shorts down to my knees, and there was nothing on my underwear. And then I took a piece of toilet paper and just, you know.
You how, walked out for like
how,
one
so
second.
Fast.
There's
that
no
was
way.
Like 10 seconds.
Yeah, how long do you think it did? I'm wearing shorts. It's all.
Where's the bathroom in
it's like right next to me.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
Like it's like the next room over.
Story checks out to me. Stefan, let's get back to this really fucking lore shit you're talking okay. about, because I feel like it's very important we don't let that slide by just because sure. Dan almost shit himself. So give us an example of a time where you watch something and then you investigated the lore after.
Well,
because
like
Jesse's furious right now.
Like Justice League.
I read the lore of Justice League?
Yeah.
After you watched the Snyder Cut, the 4-hour movie, you're like, you know what? There's probably parts of this story that were untold.
I read an article about what he had planned for the sequels that he never made. And I was like,
oh,
wow, this is... But it's all very stupid, obviously. And I was kind of just thinking about... Because originally what he wanted to do was have... Well, Superman was dead. He wanted Batman to hook up with Lois Lane. And then... that would like piss Superman off, and when he gets like mind controlled or whatever, like he has even more reason to kill Batman or some shit. I don't know. And then I think he also kills Lois Lane. I mean,
why
so
is that
insane.
Interesting to you?
I don't know. I don't want it to be because it's very stupid. But I think part of me is like, how stupid could this get? You know what I mean? Right. I wanted to see how dumb and how insane it could get.
Like Jesse, do you talk to your wife about like what you talk about on any given show? Are you going to now be in more trouble? Cause you're going to have to be like, yeah, sorry, honey. Like Stefan told me about how he watches 4-hour movies and then reads 2 hours of lore after.
It was like half an hour.
I would never tell my wife what I do. I would never. I don't know why anyone would ever do that. No, I have no.
Okay.
I understand.
Well, Becca's pretty involved. Like, I just think Becca listens to every episode of Blocked Party.
Yeah, she runs
the
Instagram.
Like,
I mean, she
runs
our
Instagram. She does all, you know, she does some graphic design stuff for us now and all that. So like she'll be like, oh, what did you guys talk about with Jesse? What was the episode? You know, cause she knows we're just doing a hangout episode. So she actually asks, but I know that it's not like that for everybody. So I was just curious.
Irene doesn't listen at all. I mean, she'll be interested. She'll ask like what we talked about or like what the Brock was occasionally, but she never, she doesn't listen to podcasts really at all. But this does not, like this would not interest her.
It's not my wife's fault. She will ask. She will say, how did that go? And I will say it was fine.
Right, like you're like a kid coming home from school.
Yeah.
How was your day at school? I was good.
Yeah. This is not a, let's talk about anything else. Let's talk about what I'm more interested in what you did for the 1 hour or 2 hours
what is she doing?
Right now?
Yeah.
She's working out right now. That's why she's mad at me, because I wasn't in there also doing that, because I was going to do that.
Oh, right, because you have your home gym set up in the.
Yeah, in my basement.
Garage there. In the basement or the garage?
Basement.
Okay. All right. I've been looking at getting like a foldable like rowing machine that we can just like stand up in the closet and like store it in there or whatever. And I might do it. I got to convince Irene, because we don't have that much storage space.
Just get a Peloton, dude.
Well, there's not really that much room for it.
So there's not room for a Peloton, but there's room for a rowing machine.
Well, the ones I'm looking at, you can like stand up and just like lean in like a closet or something when you're done with them, right? Whereas the Peloton, can you fold it up?
I don't think so.
Or is it just there?
No, you can't fold it up.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, right?
Like, but it only is a 4x2 footprint. Hmm. Whereas a rowing machine is like 10 feet long.
No, not the one. I'm looking at a baby one, just like a little baby one. So,
what the fuck is a baby rowing?
It's just smaller. It's a smaller rowing machine.
It doesn't matter. This is one of those. This is just like, I might watch that later. This is nothing. He's not actually doing anything. He's just saying.
I'm doing research.
You're not
going to
do it.
I might do it.
He has a pull-up bar, Jesse. The next natural
hey,
move
I've
is
been
to
doing,
get a rowing
I've been doing
machine.
A lot of pull-ups. I've been doing a lot of pull-ups.
That's good. Great. They're really hard to do.
And I've said this before. When you weigh 80 pounds, pull-ups, it's like not
but
even, doesn't
thing
even
is,
do
I'm,
anything.
I'm like 150 pounds. I don't know why I'm so good at pull-ups. Like, I shouldn't. Yeah. Maybe I'm just doing them wrong.
It's because you're so light. Thinking. That's the whole thing about pull-ups is you're only carrying your own body weight.
But if so, Jesse, you should be able to do pull-ups now then, right?
I can pull myself up a couple of times, yeah. But no, yeah. I cannot do 10 pull-ups in a row.
I can
row,
do
no.
like 20. I'm doing like sets of like 20 every wow. morning and every
that's
night.
That's impressive.
And like,
that's a lot.
It's hard.
I mean, that was my like, that's like close to my high school. I mean, high school was when I was in peak shape and I could probably do 30-ish. And I would say now I'd be lucky to do two.
There, it's just, it's
but
a
my
very
shoulders
fun,
are also fucked.
It is a very fun exercise to do, I think. There is something sort of fun about it, I think.
About pull-ups?
I think so. Yeah, I enjoy doing.
You're demented. You are so far gone. I don't know if you'll ever come back. You were.
Do you want to hear about the joggers that I bought, where you can see my penis outline?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah, I want to hear about that. It sounds like there's a lot to it.
Yeah. Well, no, I bought some joggers.
I feel like
stuff.
We got the whole story right there. Well, there's I no mean, lore. There's no lore that no, Jesse and I can look up after.
If you want the lore, you'll be mad about this, is that I bought them off a targeted Instagram ad.
Oh, gee. No. And was that the ad? They were like, hey, do you yeah, want to show the called, outline of your penis?
They're called penis outline joggers. Yeah. But they're very comfortable. Here, I'll show. Well, I don't know if you can see my penis on that. Here.
Oh, are you wearing them right now? Okay, I mean, I like that you're actually okay. leaning back so we can see your penis in the yeah. joggers.
I mean, I can't see your penis at all, and I would
well,
tell
that's
you
because it's
I
very
could.
Small. So,
yeah, I felt like that was mostly the issue.
Yeah, that's maybe not a good angle for seeing my. You have to. It's
Are
like,
they
a
like
certain,
beige. Is it like a khaki type?
Yeah, it's a thing, right? Like, well, I got two pairs. I got this the khaki color and then like a black color. And
what brand is it? Like, what you like? Why are you buying a targeted Instagram ad
of
these?
It's called Grand Running Club.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It's just like the type of pants that it's the material that I like, and it's
which is what.
Like a nylon sort of, you know what I mean? Like that sort of mm-hmm. like athletic wear, like sure. waterproof, like Nike jacket kind of thing. And I just like the shape of it as well. Like I
why
do
are you
like
making him
joggers.
Justify his purchase? You know he can't do it. There's no why.
That's
what is
why I'm doing it. Why else would I? What else do you think?
I think I did a pretty good job justifying it there. And then the added bonus is you can see my penis. So
who is that the added bonus for? Irene?
No. I guess me.
Okay, and well,
I'm on their website.
I like that okay. they have a whole collection called the Running Sucks collection. That's actually good. I fucking hate running, so maybe I'll
That's
actually
snarky.
They have. I like their stuff. It seems and it's a risk, right? It's always a risk getting like targeted ad stuff.
For
right?
sure,
like,
it is a big.
It's
risk.
A big time risk. But I think I've been on Instagram nonstop the past year buying stupid shit long enough that I think they finally know that I'm looking for like a nice pair of joggers and I got it. So I'm very happy with my.
You bought more stuff on Instagram?
Well, the only other thing I actually bought on Instagram was the cat toy. You've probably seen it, like the fish that moves. And it just doesn't. I mean, it moves, but Kiki doesn't do anything with it. So that's more on her, I think, than.
I like these hoodies, actually. I might buy one.
Hey, look at that.
Do you have a referral?
Oh, they only
code,
have
Stefan?
Extra small. So, Stefan, you can have it.
Oh, okay. Come on. I'm a medium. I'm a medium, for real.
Oh, well, fine. Then tell me what's going to happen in the future.
You're going to leave the show early in the next 5 minutes.
My wife, Stefan, I told you about this when it happened. My wife did make a purchase on Facebook, sort of an ill-fated Facebook purchase.
Yeah, this one is really bad.
And we don't do that. We don't do that type of thing because, generally speaking, she'll get what she wants, but if there's something to purchase that is like online, like an unfamiliar or whatever, it's like, it goes into the big bucket of things. Like, can you research this and see if it's good
actually,
or if there's a cheaper price or whatever?
Which I did on these pants. I just want to make that clear. I did research these pants. They had good reviews. And there was a $20 off code as well. So, I think
what
that's
else can you ask for?
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
And they only carry extra small. So it was perfect.
No. The pants are small.
Sorry, I was talking about the crotch only. Stefan is Stefan gets his pants. But I have 32 so I have, waist, 32 length.
I have the underpants.
Penis.
I have the underpants with the with
imagine
the cock
they
and
made
balls
a pant
pouch.
Where the crotch was way tighter.
I honestly
for a smaller dicked man who wants to show off a bulge.
But so I've got the underpants with like the pocket, the container, the sacks. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like maybe that. I don't know if that shows it off more or less. I think if I didn't have, because I think if I didn't have the little pouch there, it would be much pointier. It would show off. Yeah. It would be much pointier through the pants. But Jesse,
so anyway,
ahead,
Jesse, about your wife.
Yeah.
Cause your dick's really pointy.
No, but just the way it would rest in my underpants. I feel like it would rest.
You have a pointy dick.
He has a pointy dick.
I don't have a pointy dick.
Yeah.
Like how pointy is it?
It's not pointy.
When you can see his dick in these joggers, it looks more like a dunce cap.
It's shaped like the Planet Express ship from Futurama.
Looks like Madonna's old bras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Those were great.
The cool thing
back.
About Madonna's pointy bra is you could kind of sit there and go, damn, I hope her titties look like that. That would be awesome.
That's what I was always thinking.
You know? Whatever.
Be my new favorite cone. It would take over ice cream.
Oh my God, John's cone rankings. That's what it's all about, gang.
That's it, baby.
Where's traffic cone? Where's
number one,
cone?
Ice cream. Number two, Madonna's bra. Number three, cones in my eye.
I feel like traffic cones should be up there because you can use them for like soccer nets or something, right? If you're playing.
A lot
like,
of people don't like this opinion. Traffic cone, not even in my top 10 cones.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I've said it before and people get mad about it, but you know what? It is what it is.
Brutal.
Jesse, anyway, your wife ordered something off of Facebook.
She ordered something off Facebook that I think I would have been the rain on the parade. And had I seen the ad, and I would have said, that's not a product that's real. That's a fake product. That's an impossible thing you're about to purchase.
Was the one time she didn't run it by you. You said normally you kind of run it by each other. Should we get this thing? But in this case, she just went for it.
Yeah. And because, I mean, truthfully, under a certain amount, it just doesn't. We're not like, can I buy the $20? What costs $20? I mean, almost nothing costs $20 anymore, gang. And that's what I'm here to talk about. The kids want a Switch game and it's $20. We're not passing that up the ladder to each other. You know, it's not a big deal. $20 for the kids' Switch game. If they don't like it, I'll give it to Stefan. He'll play it in his free time. But
what's a $20 Switch game though? Like Snipper Clips?
There's tons of $20. I mean, you can get
Switch
games for a buck. Like a good one. Are the Lego ones $20?
The Lego ones are $20 and they've actually.
Oh, wow. I thought they'd be like a full price game.
Yeah, not now. I mean, Jurassic World Lego I got for less than $20, I think. And, you know, that's been out for a while, but they enjoyed it. Anyways, so she bought this product. It wasn't that expensive of a thing. So she was just impulse buy on that. And what it was this is around Halloween, and it was a set of pumpkins, like decorative pumpkins. We're gonna decorate. The kids have been in the house for, at that point, several months. We don't really normally decorate for holidays. Let's do something fun. Let's get out the little spiders and all the little ghosts and all this. Let's decorate pumpkins and all this stuff. And she wanted to get these pumpkins, these plastic pumpkins as well, that according to the video would like their faces like morphed, like talk, like it would play a song and the face was like like the whole thing, like the
like
whole
a,
thing
like
was
a
visually
Big Mouth Billy
yeah
Big
like Mouth an Billy animatronic
Bass. Yeah,
like
yeah.
multiple points of articulation, right? Like, I mean, we're a decade or more removed from Big Mouth Billy Bass, so imagine the technology. I mean,
yeah,
it's
sure.
real
I mean,
like
incredible
Imagineers
yeah.
shit on these pumpkins for $50 or whatever they were. And there was like a set of three of them. They seemed, you know, they seemed like normal pumpkin size. And I think you could maybe even put your own song on there and they would react to it. I don't really know
Whoa.
The specifics of it.
But it was three for 50?
It was something around like three for $50. Okay.
Okay.
And so what happens when they show up is first things first, they're the size of like tomatoes. They're like... It's like roughly baseball sized pumpkins. And there are three of them to their credit. They run off of like a single AA battery a piece or something like that. And what happens when you turn them on is like a red light comes on inside the pumpkin, like a jack-o'-lantern is what they do, basically. Just the light comes on and nothing moves because it's just molded plastic. It's just, it's absolutely
It's like the hard plastic you'd get in like the shitty like Halloween masks or like the pumpkin that you would use as like a trick-or-treat.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yes, it's that except for shrunk down with a tiny red LED light inside of it. And what I think what we realized was is it's meant to like, if you go back and look at the video, I think what it's meant to do is like they shot it in such a way that it wasn't clear, but it was like projecting onto the front of the pumpkin the face, and it was supposed to be like this video thing, but it looked real the way that they shot it. You know, it looked like you were getting this actual, I don't know. Anyways, it was a big fucking disaster, and we don't
did you put them out front of the house?
for like one day we put them out front of the house and we just laughed, and it was a big fun time.
You're hoping some teenagers would come and smash them. Forget the purchase you made.
I said, we gotta get a fucking refund on these guys. Like, and it was one of those things where you went and looked at the site and it was like gone. It was truly like a mysterious totem shop in the alley was gone the next day. It was like completely fucked. But at like 6 weeks later, I think they offered half of our money back and she took it. And I was like, okay, fine. So there, I don't know.
Did you say, by the way, just to go back a little bit, did you say Jack of Lantern?
Well, that's what it is.
I mean, yeah, Jack of Lantern, though.
But O is short for of.
Yeah. It's short for of. So I want to make it clear what I'm talking about to everybody. Yeah. So.
He could use layman's terms for you if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can go.
Is that a layman's term? Is jack-o'-lantern a layman's term?
Jack-o'-lantern is a layman's term, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. The scientific term is jack-of-lantern.
He's looking it up.
I am looking it up because I'm like, it cannot be jack-of-lantern.
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Look at this little freak down here.
It doesn't actually. Kiki's going wild.
She's just wrecking the window. No, I know. I'm going to.
Like, I would think at least it's got to be like Jack of a Lantern, like you've got a.
Okay.
Like a Jack of all trades.
Yeah. Jack of a Lantern.
So if that is the case, you're okay with leaving off an F, but you're not okay with leaving out an A or the. I mean, it's just like, kind of a selective.
Literally, if you look up Jack of Lantern, it just autocorrects to Jack o' Lantern, and that's
based on your search history. You're telling on yourself right now.
You know me. My birthday's on Halloween, so that's what I'm always doing. I'm always Googling Jack o' Lanterns, and
just
I'm
to
looking
see how
for
close
stuff.
Your birthday is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit!
going back to Pacific Rim, have you shown your kids Pacific Rim? Because it seems like maybe at least one of them is at the right age for it.
You know, they probably are, but no, I actually haven't. But they have seen and liked Transformers, and I think that explains that.
So they might actually like Pacific Rim 2 better.
I think they're not ready for the original because it deals with some adult themes. Okay,
what are the adult themes? So, I feel like maybe
doing it doggy style was a bit.
Hannibal Chow, does he like swear or like curse maybe?
Because
he's kind of like he's like a big tough guy sort of, right?
He is sort of a tough guy. I mean, I think the kaiju are pretty scary.
For sure, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because they're both under 10, right? They're both under 10?
Yeah. The adult themes you're talking about are scary monsters. That's the adult theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
not like sex or drugs. That's just.
I don't think there's any sex.
No.
In
or
Pacific
drugs.
Rim.
No.
Well, Kaiju Blue is a type of. I mean, they use.
Oh,
it
I guess
for,
that's. Yeah. No, that's.
So
true.
Medical
that's
research as a theme could be sort of over their heads. They may not get that.
That's an adult theme.
Oh, they actually do make a mention of grinding the horn into kaiju powder, and it
snorting
makes you
virile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But they don't explicitly say like if you snort this powder. Your cock
dick's
gonna
get hard.
Yeah, they don't say that specifically.
Yeah, right. So maybe it's okay. They'll just ask what virile means, and you can just say strong.
I think
you can just say like
really,
daddy.
Well, I think the guy says. Does the guy say strong like bull? What kind of weird? Because he has.
Well, there's a Russian guy, right?
He's a Russian guy, so I think he uses like a euphemism to describe it. Because then you get the reaction from Charlie Day. He's like, "What? That's crazy!" You know?
That was a good Charlie Day impression.
That was really good.
Yeah. I feel like Transformers has maybe more adult themes with like all the Megan Fox stuff. It's a little.
It gets worse in the later movies, yeah. But yeah. She's like very oiled in the movie. She's like extremely oily.
Well, I remember the first shot in the first Transformers movie where you see Megan Fox is her like, Kiki, goddamn, she just knocked over the cardboard Jesse next to my desk.
Oh, Kiki.
It's her working on a car and she's like on her tiptoes in like booty shorts. And it just like, like the camera just moves up her legs and it's
I haven't seen it, but this sounds promising.
Did you show
talk about Pacific Rim Uprising, if you know what I mean?
Your boner is getting hard.
Yeah, my dick.
Because I feel like Bumblebee maybe is like
the rim is my asshole.
Like your asshole is getting hard?
Yeah.
No. No, my dick is getting hard, but it's also
your asshole
does kind of get hard though.
Well, I don't think it gets taut, I would say.
Yeah, taut is a good word.
Which is that harder. Hard, though? I guess it is harder.
It's harder.
Yeah, I guess that's
for
true. Because when it's not taut, it is a little bit. It's like
if you think about a taut rope, it's much harder than a slack rope.
Yeah. Yep. And like pushing rope is a thing, and that's bad. But if the rope is taut, then I think it's okay to push rope.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. And if the rope is your asshole, then hey, it's a whole different ballgame. But Bumblebee, I feel like, is like child friendly, right? That was a fun movie. I enjoyed that.
I haven't seen that.
I think you'd like it.
Was that an offshoot of the Transformers? They did one just about Bumblebee?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like good, actually.
It legitimately is like a fun movie. And like is like
so wait, they did one
good.
Just called Bumblebee? You guys didn't answer that.
Yes. It's about it's about Bumblebee. Yeah.
Who's Bumblebee? Movie. Who's the Bumblebee?
I don't know who voices, because the whole thing is that he is like in a battle on what's the planet called?
Tatooine.
Megatron is the bad guy, but isn't it something? Does it begin with an O? Does it?
It's like
Optimum
Planet,
Triton or something like that.
Troglodyte. What?
Jesse's looking it up here.
Bumblebee gets like shot in like the voice box or whatever, and like
Cybertron.
Damaged during this. Cybertron.
Cybertron.
Great name. Gets like damaged
for a planet. Incredible name.
Yeah, it gets damaged in the battle for Cybertron and then goes to Earth and turns into like an old car, but can only communicate using the car's radio. So it can only communicate through like old like 80s music. Because it's set in the 80s. Is it set in the 80s? Maybe
it's a prequel?
I don't know. I think it is set. Is it set in the 80s? Fuck, I don't even know. But I did enjoy it. It was good.
Stupid guys trying to remember the plot.
Of a stupid movie
that I've never seen. The only Bumblebee movie for me is the one starring Jerry Seinfeld.
Here we go.
You know what I mean?
Have you seen that for real?
No, I haven't seen it.
I have seen that.
I've seen that.
I can't imagine it's good.
It's not very good.
It's funny.
Is it?
Well, I mean, doesn't he like go to court?
Are they doing another Pacific Rim, or is there a plan to trilogize it?
I feel like the second one was so
bad that
they're
like, no.
Yeah. Like who?
I think that's
you were reading those good reviews, John. Who are they from?
They were actually from like real good, like real people. That's why I was like, oh, like it wasn't just from, you know,
it wasn't
whatever.
From like Fox 25.
No, it was Associated Press and it was Associated Press and the like Rotten Tomatoes critical consensus.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well,
what's the percentage rating on Rotten Tomatoes? Or you can give it to us as a fraction if you want, you freak.
The fraction is 43 out of 100. It's a prime number.
It was rotten then, right?
It's rotten.
It was rotten, but it had a lot of just like, it just seemed like a lot of the critics though, they gave it not a great rating, but they said kind of good things about it, which is where I was getting a bit confused. That's, although I will say the guy from the AV Club, and this kind of maybe mirrors a bit what Jesse said, said that the film was a quote, impersonal sequel. Stating that, simply put, it lacks its predecessor's curiosity about its world, its fascination with colorful backdrops and machines. Del Toro's movie had an idealistic vision for its anime-influenced hobby store pursuits. Pacific Rim Uprising offers only its spare parts.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds pretty accurate to me, because I think one thing I liked about the first Pacific Rim is like the world building. I think they did a very good job with that, you know?
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I think they did a very good job with the world building.
I
kind of
think
Pacific
so too. Just the way you sounded it said, well, it sounded sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being 100% serious.
Oh, there's an anime of it too. Have you seen that?
There's
Jesse?
An anime coming out. Yeah.
Pacific on Rim, Netflix, the Black. I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also does say they might do a third. In October 2017, 5 months before the film's release, DeKnight stated, if enough people show up to this, we've already talked about the plot of the third movie and how the end of the third movie would expand the universe to a Star Wars, Star Trek style franchise or series where you can go in many, many different directions. You can go main canon, you can go spin-offs, you can go one-offs. Yeah, that's the plan. DeKnight also talked about the possibility of a crossover with the MonsterVerse, as co-writer T.S. Nolan is a member of its writer's room. As of January 2021, Del Toro said that he has no plans to return for a third installment.
Yeah, and also the MonsterVerse doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
No, that's the dark... That's the
What's the MonsterVerse?
The MonsterVerse
is that Godzilla?
That's Godzilla.
Yeah, MonsterVerse is the shared fictional universe centered on a series of monster films featuring Godzilla and King Kong.
That makes more sense. I feel so stupid now. You know what?
Yeah,
Dracula
dumbass idiot. You stupid fucking moron.
Actually, Jesse, Dracula and Frankenstein piloting a Jaeger.
But I don't think that they could come together. It would have to be Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Hey, no, those two are, their relationship's gotten a little bit rocky as of late.
Yeah.
So, you know? Yeah. I will say, the second one made almost double its budget. The budget was 150 mil and it made 290.
Yeah, but so, I feel like that's still, like, considered
not good enough.
Not good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's
hey, nowadays, you know, I mean, what with everything being so expensive.
Well, nowadays, the economy, yeah.
Economy.
Yeah, these days. So, I mean, and you're telling me with this COVID stuff.
Can we watch the video that I posted?
I was literally just about to say that. We've only got about 15 minutes left. And Stefan, I know you were excited to hear.
There's no way there's been 45 minutes of this crap.
Yep, 45 minutes, buddy.
Yeah.
That's why this job's so fucking easy. Maybe that's why Stefan's so relaxed.
I guess
you sit down, you start talking with your friends, and then you're like, holy shit, we're done.
We're just shooting the shit. I didn't even know we were recording, you know? This just comes so natural to me.
I kind of thought you were going to have the Jeopardy guy on, and I was going to defeat him in a round of Jeopardy. I thought maybe that's what we were going to be
that,
doing.
I think that will happen at some point. And the other bonus episode idea I had for a video bonus episode is you, DB, me, and John have to complete a Grand Theft Auto heist.
Oh my God.
And then like Dan edits it together into like a 20 minute video.
And Becca actually had a good idea too, that me and Stefan would play against you and Mike in a newlywed game where we'd answer questions about our podcast partner.
I like that.
That's a good idea. Can I forfeit now?
Yeah, what do you know about Mike? Can you
That's not the direction I'm concerned about.
Oh, okay.
What's
the direction you're concerned about?
DB, answer questions about Jesse.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think he knows what's going on over here. I don't think it's like. I don't know what he knows. I guess that's the truth. Is I don't know what that guy knows. He's
right.
But you guys, I'll give you a sample question right now. What does DB's cat love to do more than anything?
It walks around on his hind legs is
there
what he likes to do for sure.
So see, I mean, I think you're good to go. Yeah.
That type of stuff I could get.
Does, cause you and DB like hang out like in the before times of COVID, like you guys would hang out and stuff, right? No. Okay. Just podcasting. Only.
No, I don't hang out with anyone.
Okay. That's fair.
I don't watch 4-hour movies. I don't hang out with people. No,
I guess
that's fair.
When you have kids, I don't hang out with anyone either, Jesse. I don't like that tone of voice.
No, I guess we did. Yeah. We would do stuff. I mean, but it's not. But not like good. I feel like that gives the wrong impression to people who might be listening to this and who are like 22 years old. And when they hang out, they have like a different, it like means something different to them.
They do like
than
an
it
activity.
To me.
To me, hanging out is I'm doing the same thing I would do by myself with other people. I'm
beside
not like,
someone?
Not like whacking off, but like just watching a movie or playing a video game, right?
Yeah,
like,
I like that you felt the need to clarify that you weren't like,
I'm not
if
talking
Jesse
about
was like,
off.
Yeah, I just consider hanging out, just, you know, doing what I would do alone, but with someone else, I would never be like, oh, Jesse has his friends over to beat off.
Yeah, but with me,
but like
you
felt
that,
like you had to say that.
Yeah, obviously. I think that's reasonable. It's a reasonable assumption. But yeah, but so that to me, hanging out is just I'm just watching a movie. But occasionally, I will look over and be like, "Oh, that was pretty cool, huh?"
Yeah.
That's hanging out. Honestly,
I really
that's
miss that.
Yeah, it fucking rocked.
Yeah, I miss having friends over and not talking to them.
No, I did talk to them. I talked to them about the movie a couple
Stefan,
times.
Stefan, the movie's been over for 30 minutes. Yeah, but I'm reading this article about what they're planning on for the sequel right now, so I can't talk to you.
I'm looking up the ending explained on Reddit.
Okay, anyway, this video, yes, play this clip. I haven't watched this yet.
I watched a little bit.
I haven't watched it, but I saw
it
people sharing it on Twitter.
So, Jesse, do you want to give us a bit of a preamble?
I just saw
because you're the one who brought this up to yeah, like so it's Travis McElroy, which
he's from My Brother and Me.
Yeah, and he was on a Twitch stream playing Among Us. Which, you know, that's a fun game to play. And my understanding is I was reading the comments because the video was posted on Reddit and it's posted in, I believe, a McElroy.
It's
friendly...
posted in the Adventure Zone something, TAZ something. Yeah. What is it called?
The Adventure Zone Circle Jerk. So they do memes and stuff for.
So it's not the main one because I looked at it and I was like, wow, the numbers are really small on this. But it's actually an offshoot subreddit
where
they
just do memes and weird. Like that's my guess. But it's so you would considering that this is a Travis McElroy friendly subreddit. The comments are all this is the hardest thing I've ever. This is impossible.
Well, not only that, but also that I would never say anything bad about those guys because they are so popular.
Yes.
And so many of their fans are extremely dedicated to the cause of them being good and popular guys. Yes. That it's just not worth it to me to say, he seems really annoying. The whole thing seems really annoying to me. I'm not having them over while I'm jerking off. I'm not interested in hanging out with them in any capacity. I'm not fascinated by them at all. But when I saw that clip, I immediately knew, oh, someone made a clip of how annoying this is. This is going to be off the charts annoying. And So I was very surprised to see the Reddit. But what I gleaned from the Reddit comments on there was sort of even among people who really love the McElroys, it seems like maybe this McElroy is sort of the black sheep due to his clashing personality with even the others McElroy. Is that not what you got also?
That's sort of the vibe that I got. I don't really know anything about them, but I do know. I mean, I had to stop watching this video. It's not anything. I mean, it's not anything horrible.
It's just weird.
It's really hard to watch because essentially what it is, the context of it, John, is they're playing Among Us and I think they voted out someone not because they thought he was the murderer, but because they thought it was funny to do, which is it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
a great
game.
Bit.
It's Among Us. You're streaming.
People have done
like
to me
all the
before
time.
And it pisses me off. It's a good move to get a
but
reaction.
But it's funny
out of
too.
Someone.
It's very, yeah. it's funny. It's again, you're on a stream, whatever. Right. But
yeah,
so I think that this is his reaction to that.
Okay. And so he was the one that they voted off.
He was
he wasn't. Oh, it was someone else, but he's you're ruining the sanctity of the game, essentially.
Gotcha.
Anyway, this is,
I'm ready.
God.
Happened.
Yeah, it's cheesy.
Oh my God. Trav murdered someone right in front of me, chills.
This is really going to make me decide.
I don't even know how this even happened. This is insane. I didn't know that a child could do something so evil.
So, kill cheesy, we win. But kill Trav, we all lose.
Trav, what's your favorite type of candy?
It's not really fun for me, if I'm being honest, this style of play where it just seems chaotic for the purpose.
Okay,
of it.
So
we know it's cheesy and I have an
they're
audience
threatening him, right?
They want to see us play the game. So if we're not going to play it right, then I don't know. It's just not as fun.
No, it's I mean, at this point, we all know. We all know what's happening.
Yeah, cheesy, you going to vote yourself cheesy?
Yeah, I'm going to vote myself. Yeah. Good. It's a good man right there.
Yeah, they're voting for yourself.
You're still
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess you can't win or you gotta. Yeah, you can't win.
Yeah, technically. So they've cut to someone else's stream at this point.
For real?
Yeah.
Playing to frustrate each other is not a fun way to play. We're all on the same team, and that team is to have fun together and to make it entertaining for our audiences.
Yeah,
and
totally,
have fun
man.
Together.
Absolutely.
And so when people make plays just to frustrate each other and just to troll each other, there's enough of that in the world today. of people trolling each other to be mean and to be hurtful. And if we're going to play in this space together, we need to do it because we want each other to have fun and not because we're trying to frustrate each other. Because there's enough frustrating things.
That's the point of the game. It's to piss people off.
And one of the things we can control is that.
That's the point of the fucking game.
And not waste each other's time. And so when we make decisions.
Look at the streamer's
reaction.
I love
the guy's face.
Bad people do.
Well, I feel so, you, man. Oh. A lot of people in this lobby are like close personal friends, and
I understand that. I understand that completely.
It's a bit of banter that might not translate as well if you're not banter, as tight with that group.
Banter is one thing, and I completely understand that.
Totally.
But making votes.
I mean, this guy's trying his best here.
Something someone else has said.
This guy, I think, is doing a pretty good job of like diffusing the situation.
I agree.
Not okay.
No, I hear you, man. I totally get you.
All
right. And I'm establishing my own boundaries because I love playing with you guys and I want to play with you guys more. But I want you.
That'll probably happen.
Yeah.
My boundaries. Love to have boundaries on a online game.
A pain in the butt about something I've just said and vote for the child to make things more difficult. It makes it not fun for me to play.
I mean,
I hear you, man. I totally hear
feel
you.
Totally okay. Feel you. Okay. The last part of my name is Chaos, so it's chilled chaos. It's a full thing.
My man.
You know?
So, upon second viewing, there are a few things I picked up that I didn't recognize the first time around. So, there's a guy named Cheesy who is the one, that's the one that
he's
is
the actual
the,
murderer. Yeah.
Yes. What is it called in Among Us? It's not murder. What is the word for it? I can't think of it.
Imposter.
Now.
Imposter.
That's what So, he's the one that's the imposter, and everyone knows it. And they're sort of teasing out what might happen if we don't vote for him. It's either him or Travis, or I think one other person was still around at that point.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah. So what could we do here? Well, we could vote for Cheesy and win, or we could vote for Travis and lose. And that's when Travis sort of pipes up as being upset. But then towards the end, it sounded like they were saying they were actually going to vote for the other guy, not Travis, the one who's included in the group. Who knows what's going on and is like okay with goofing and stuff like that. And but that prospect also was upsetting to Travis, right?
Yeah, because he wanted to win. I think
he just wanted to play the game properly. That seemed like the main thing. He wasn't so much. It seemed like the enjoyment of the game for him was not winning or losing, but rather just following the rules.
Well, what's funny to me is that he's like guesting on, because it seems like he doesn't know everyone on the stream and it's like a more tight knit group and then it's kind of him. And so it seems weird that he is coming onto this stream and sort of being like, well, we got to play it my way. Like that to me seems
worse. I would hate if he saw Carla Ma's past guest. Carla Ma brought me onto her Among Us stream and her whole thing is that she literally has a guy who calls himself the game master and he like purposely fucks with the game. Like he'll be like, okay, this time, John, like you have to play this entire round in using a Boston accent. And if you don't use a Boston accent, then you lose or what. And it just like, there's like a whole bunch of different stipulations you have to do while you're playing. And it's so fun. And it's like super chaotic. And it's just I think it's like a brilliant way to play the game. Mm-hmm. And this, I just imagine Travis going, well, so if you want me to talk with a Boston accent, but
I was wondering who was going to do the voice first.
That really kind of takes away from the enjoyment of it for me. Because for me, what I like to do when I play with my friends is we just use our normal voices. And that's actually where the fun is, I think. And, it's just your normal voice. Yeah. that's the way I like to play games. Using my normal voice.
The other context for this is that I think this must have happened recently. And he's like, he's not on Twitter right now because he was explaining that this is like a huge problem he has where he like, I don't want to use the word virtue signal because that's what psychos say all the time, but where he like, he's putting on this performance so that people congratulate him for his good stances on stuff. He took a break from Twitter because he did that too much. And he was like, oh, I'm being psycho right now. I have to stop doing this. And then to go and do it live on a different website is so fucking funny. Dude, you're so fucked up. Stop doing that. It's so crazy.
Oh, man. God.
That being said, I'd love to have him on sometime. I mean, I think
Travis, if you're listening, we think you'd be a great fit for the show in general. Yeah.
Can you imagine him playing Among Us with us on the Golf Kings? I mean,
oh my God.
I don't know how to play it even. So I don't. No. I think that would be a huge problem.
I remember.
For
I think
him.
The first time you played, you were just like going through the vents or whatever in front of people because assumed everyone could go through the vents.
Yeah. Well, that was like when Chapo did it too, and they had Keith Buckley on, and
yes.
He literally said in the like phase, like, "Well, it couldn't have been me because I was in the vent."
Yeah. Yeah, games don't have instruction manuals anymore. It's actually like a big problem.
Do you guys miss? This is kind of an offshoot from this. Do you miss the smell of game instruction manuals? You know what I'm talking about. Like a Game Boy Color instruction manual?
What I miss in there is playing the game and then opening up the manual and reading the lore about the game.
I was going to make the same joke.
Look, at max.
I was like, whatever Jesse says here, I'm going to say,
do you maybe miss
reading the first page of the instruction manual where it gave the backstory of
the
main
I know you guys
character.
Are fucking around now because that's not enough lore. That's half a page in a little square-shaped miniature instruction book. That's not lore. That's a brief overview. Okay. If you want lore, we're talking Brady games. Okay. We get a Brady games manual. Maybe there's some lore in there. Okay.
Sure.
God, unbelievable.
That's
hey,
cool.
What can I say? I love lore. All right.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong with loving lore, then I guess I'm wrong, you know, but I love lore.
I'm hanging you out to dry. I've read a Wikipedia page before about something. I've done that.
Sure.
Look, you're okay. It's
What is this, an episode of the Gilmore Girls?
Oh
my God.
Jesus Christ. Do you guys ever read Wikipedia articles for big natural disasters or like ships sinking, stuff like that? Is that just me?
I tried to dig you out of the hole already, and now you're just like, I'm trying to help. I'm throwing you
Seven's
the...
like, actually, there was
Dan
an
was
earthquake
nodding.
That caused a great hole, actually. I was reading about it recently. A ton of people fell in.
Hey,
you
know what? An interesting one, if you want to give a good one to
Are
read.
Are you
going to
say
gonna
the
be,
bear one?
He's going to say the
no,
fucking
I'm
bear
No, I'm not going to say the bear
one.
I'm going to say there was in like the 60s, there was an earthquake in Alaska, and the entire side of this mountain like fell into this little inlet. And there was a tsunami that was like 200 feet high and like lifted up all these boats. And like, it's crazy. You guys got to read about that. That's a crazy story there, you know? Anyway, I'm helping you guys. I'm educating you guys. Okay.
That sounds really cool. It is cool.
You know what else is cool?
That's the Deadliest Catch 2 Uprising.
You know what scares me? Speaking of Deadliest Catch, you know what scares me? Rogue Waves. You guys ever read about Rogue Waves?
Oh my God, Stefan.
I'm serious. That shit is terrifying.
It's one of my favorite genres of music from the early aughts.
I bet that makes sense if you know a
it's
lot
a
about
band,
music.
Right? It is a band, right? It is a band.
It is a band, yeah. And it's also just like there was the whole like chill wave thing.
Sure. Yeah. But Rogue Waves are scary. You should look
them up. I'm going to try to dig Stefan out one more time.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I've been working on my pantry and cutting shelves and using tools that I'm not super familiar with just yet. So I'm acclimating and learning this stuff. And then it showed up
like
today.
Like a bar of soap?
All right. I'm done. I'm done.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us on the After Party 16. Everyone,
say,
you can check out Jesse.
Sorry for saying a bar of soap is a tool. It's not really a tool.
Okay. Yeah, Stefan hasn't quite got to the Wikipedia entry for soap yet.
I'm checking it right now.
Hasn't looked it up. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. You can see Jesse four nights a week on the Go Off Kings. You can also check out his podcast, Your Kickstarter Sucks. You can follow him on Twitter at Bronzehammer. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Fat Raccoon for donating and making this episode happen. And it was just a fun time had by all. You know, we always love when a listener says, you know, hey, get Jesse on the show. And we said, sure. So thank you for that.
I love it too. Thanks
so
much.
It was great. Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening. And thanks for donating to the show. And we'll see you back here very soon. Bye.
Bye.